Hello, thanks for joining me for the Sounds from the Ziggurat podcast, episode 2. This is the almighty Best Left Dead with Die, You Bastards. There was one band that always stood out, whether for their chaotic stage presence, not giving a fuck attitude, or the diverse subject matter of their songs, it was Best Left Dead. I think I first witnessed their onslaught at the Portland Rock Bar back in 2002. My band scored a gig alongside them via some mutual friends, and for the next few years we would continue to share a stage with them, ending an era with an epic reunion show at the Islingworth in 2016. The energy and devotion to the music was a great inspiration, and it was this band that, for better or worse, introduced me to the term plushophile. They would go on to play some major shows, supporting the likes of Breed 77 and Dragon Force at the Concord 2, surviving venue fanfare please, woohoo, and headlining the first ever Brightona Bike Festival on Madeira Drive. They're also some of the nicest bloody guys on the scene. If you are in need of a new axe, Graham now runs Badlands Guitar Shop down on Preston Road, which I highly implore you to check out. I became mates with this next band singer through a mutual friend. The details of our introduction are somewhat hazy, but by the end of the evening we had swapped bank cards for some reason and lost a little more of our dignity through the medium of alcohol. That's perhaps not the greatest rock and roll incident that ever occurred, but it's a fairly odd one nonetheless. Although based in Surrey, I saw Insafar in Singapore a few times in Brighton, but the one that sticks out the most was at the now closed Engine Room on Preston Street. The Engine Room was a darkly lit and grimy rock and alternative club situated underneath the West Beach Hotel. Local bands and touring bands frequented this venue, and it hosted some of the best and most well-established Brighton rock nights of the period, the awesome and long-running Deviant being at the top of the list. This was also the first time I witnessed punk rock karaoke, where members of the public would be invited on stage to play with a live house band and sing their favourite tracks. This track by Insofar was recorded at Animal Farm Studios in London, and it's called Drowning.
Left.
insofar as mini albums featured in Kerrang, Big Cheese, Power Play Mag and Metal Hammer, but I don't think it's still available. I would keep an eye out on Discogs in case it comes up, or of course if anybody knows any different then please leave a note in the comments, it would be much appreciated. I think I remember seeing My Device for the first time at a cable club show at the Pressure Point. If I recall correctly, the singer had a wonderfully overt mystique about him, further verified by his use of dictaphone to play snippets of audio through his vocal mic. I was lucky enough to see them a few times over the years, and even received some nice promo material from the band when I was DJing for local promoter Little Man at the now-defunct B-Lo venue and previously mentioned Engine Room. I recently rediscovered their album Jumbo Fiasco, and it still sounds as fresh and chaotic as it did when it was released in 2007. However, the track I'm going to play was from a couple of years beforehand and was the track that initially got me hooked on the band. This is That's All, folks.
We'll be right back.
One of the times I saw My Device was when they were performing at the Brighton Centre for a one-day festival called EXO4. The whole venue, excluding the main room, had been hired out and utilised to showcase acts, and the main foyer had been turned into an arts and crafts fair. My band were also supposed to be playing the event, but got into legal dispute with the promoter and pulled out. Overall, it was one of those typical pay-to-play situations disguised as a pre-payment ticket plan. Send off some checks to a promoter you've never met for some tickets, and the more tickets you sell, the better your stage time. I'm glad for those artists that were able to take advantage of the event, but it was too shady for us to continue with, knowing that our family and friends could be messed around in the same way we were being messed around. There was also no real publicity for the day either, and public attendance for the craft fair barely existent. Luckily at the time, we were surrounded by some great experienced people. They were mostly met through the famous BrightonRock.net forums, and I'm forever grateful for the advice and support they gave us. Unfortunately, these types of stories are quite common still, with people trying to exploit signed and unsigned artists for their own gain, and quite often promising the world, when in reality all they have is a badly formatted WordPress site and the gift of the gab. Of course, nowadays, I would check the advice blacklist for UK bands, promoters and labels on Facebook for information on possible scams. Speaking of scams, don't even get me started on the Emergenza festival that followed. That could take a whole episode in itself. Perhaps in a future instalment of the podcast, we'll look into that. And reminisce. Fondly. Now for something fairly new. As I said on the last episode, I would like to feature tracks from artists currently active on the scene. Lewis McHale released his debut EP, My Father's Son, in 2011. Since then, he has released a further 3 solo EPs and 2 split EPs, one with singer-songwriter Matt Bonner and one with Bad Motherfucker. All these releases can be found on his Bandcamp page, lewismchale.bandcamp.com. He is a folk punk artist from Brighton who has played with such names as Chris TT, John Power, Attila the Stockbroker and Neil Bryden. I'm likely to have first met Lewis when we both had the pleasure of supporting Dave McPherson of In Me. This is a track off the Black and White EP featuring Philly K. It's called Burn It Down.
What you wanted, you're seeing red, but the eggshells are dread, all burned with desire. Words aren't enough when you're treating me rough, no smoke without fire. Heart's not enough, you're cold to the touch. Burn it down, burn it all down. Safe in our skin. Smoke clears. Can you see what I see?
No flame in your eyes as temperatures rise. Forget what you wanted. All words and no action, no fatal attraction. The distance grows further. You're bringing me down, all burned to the ground, buried in ashes. No fire in your heart, engines that won't start.
Burn it down, burn it all down. Start again, grow safe in our skin. Smoke clears.
Can you see what I see? Spice.
always a complication. Let's find a solution. Confusion, that look in your eyes, impassioned, or a thought in your side.
For the final song of the show, I present one of my absolute favourite tracks by a band called OOM. O-O-M. They had a glitchy, electronic sound which was fused with guitar, soaringly beautiful vocals and a confidently focused stage presence. The vocals would be layered in loops during a live set to create engaging harmonies, and it was this track that instantly made an impact on me. This was the first single from their album Dead Analog, which I was able to pick up on Discogs recently. This is Poison.
Show me.
Thanks for joining me for the second episode of Sounds from the Ziggurat podcast. If there is a band that you would like featured on the show, then please drop me a note in the comments where applicable, or find me via my Twitter, which is @the_ziggurat. As I said in the last episode, there are no genre limitations, and I'm eager to seek out as many long-lost and perhaps still active Brighton bands from the noughties, is that the right word, noughties, as possible. I'm not sure how regular the episodes are going to be, but I'm very grateful for any support and advice any listeners may have. This show is born out of a love for great tracks that didn't necessarily reach mainstream consciousness, and also a nostalgia for those times when I first picked up a guitar and started playing in front of people. Honing my stagecraft in Brighton venues and having the opportunity to visit places all over the UK was, and still is, an incredible experience, and I have music to thank for that. Thanks for listening.